You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Trump administration is ending a humanitarian program that's allowed 59,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. since an earthquake ravaged their country in 2010. Temporary protected status is a legal designation for people who are unable to safely return to their home country because of armed conflict, natural disaster, or other extraordinary conditions. There are over 300,000 TPS holders from 10 countries now living in the U.S. In the next few months, several more of those countries are due to lose their TPS designation. This decision means more than 50,000 Haitians will have to move back to their homeland by July 2019. And for those in Marin County, where there is a small but vibrant Haitian community, that will be devastating, as KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs reports.
On a rainy Wednesday night at a church in Novato, Pastor Fritz Toussaint teaches Haitian Creole to children gathered around a table.
Let's read. Okay.
The Marin Church of the Nazarene is one of several around the county serving more than 1,000 Haitian immigrants and their families.
Okay, so la lune in Haitian, how would I say that? La lune.
Many Haitians in Marin can trace their roots back to one woman, Elisane Thermidor, who emigrated here 60 years ago. She sponsored relatives who moved here, and they helped other family members come, until there was enough of a Haitian community in the North Bay to support about 10 small churches.
Maybe in 8, 9 in Marin. In Novato, we have about 4.
Which is something Fritz didn't even know when he moved to the U.S. in 1991. He came to study theology at San Jose Christian College, but his visa expired. He stayed to finish his degree. Eventually, Fritz helped found this church in 2003. He was undocumented then, even though his church sponsored his application for a work visa.
The church applied with immigration, but they said the church was too small. They couldn't be an employer.
It took a catastrophic event in 2010 to change things for him.
It's been a huge earthquake, magnitude 7.0, just off the coast of Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
The January 2010 earthquake killed more than 200,000 people. More than 1 million were displaced. Because of the disaster, undocumented Haitian immigrants already living in the States became eligible for temporary protected status. So Fritz finally became a legal resident again and was officially employed by the church.
Long Haitian, what does that mean?
Language Haitian.
Ah, good. You remember about syntax?
He's a hard worker, and sometimes I feel like I should tell him to take a break as well, to, you know, to relax.
That's 7th grader John Samuel Saint-Vilcar Toussaint. He goes by Sam. Same last name, but no relation to Pastor Fritz. Sam comes to Creole class every week.
It can be everybody or everything.
Can be everybody.
Or everything.
Yes, tout.
But what's chow?
Sam was born here, so he's a citizen. But his mother, Armonise, has temporary protected status. She says Sam knows that her immigration status means she might not be able to stay, and he wants to help.
He tell me, I will give you paper. I'm a citizen. I tell him no. He say, yes, I born here. I can give you paper. They cannot deport you.
But the possibility of Armonise and Pastor Fritz having to leave is very real.
By definition, TPS is temporary, meant to be temporary.
That's John Kelly, currently President Trump's chief of staff, at a press conference back in June, shortly after a visit to Haiti.
So they should start thinking now about what will happen in the not-too-distant future.
Temporary protected status has been around since the 90s. If your country is designated for TPS and you're already living in the United States, you could qualify. If you get it, you won't get deported. You can get a work permit, but there's no path to citizenship. Many of the countries that have received TPS are granted extensions, and so people stay longer. Critics take issue with that, saying TPS has become anything but temporary. Here's Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas on Fox and Friends.
They would get temporary again and again and again, and it becomes a way to come into the United States illegally but permanently.
President Obama's administration extended Haiti's designation several times. A memo from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services in April recommends the end of the program and states that, quote, Haiti has made significant progress since the earthquake. But it also lists the country's many problems.
No food, no clean water, no hospital, no wood.
That's Ishnal Toussaint, one of Armonis's younger brothers. He's a citizen, so he's traveled back and forth a few times lately.
It's crazy. They're killing people. Stealing.
Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Almost 60% of its population lives in poverty. There's an ongoing cholera epidemic, which has claimed almost 10,000 lives since 2010. Violence is widespread. Hurricane Matthew, which struck in 2016, only made things worse.
It's the same thing. It's always struggling. People doesn't have a job.
Isnold and Armonis, like many Haitian expatriates, send money back to support family and friends.
My brother have Down syndrome. He's just like my son. He's my big brother. But I have to help him.
She hasn't seen him in 17 years because TPS beneficiaries are not allowed to travel internationally without special permission.
I leave him since 2000. I don't see him since that time. That's really painful.
The World Bank estimates that in 2016, almost 30% of Haiti's GDP came from people like Armonis, living abroad and sending money back. Losing that flow of remittances could cripple Haiti's economy. But the Department of Homeland Security doesn't evaluate TPS designations on historic or systemic problems, only what's strictly linked to temporary events. That April policy memo also says there's no evidence that letting Haitians stay temporarily is, quote, contrary to the national interest. Even so, the DHS says extending a temporary program is contrary to national interest. Immigrant advocates disagree, sometimes loudly, like at this rally a few weeks ago at San Francisco's City Hall.
More than 80% of TPS recipients are employed, and a rate which is a rate much higher than that of U.S.-born population, which is 63%.
That's Adubu Traore of the African Advocacy Network. It's been assisting Bay Area Haitians with TPS.
These statistics are quite expressive. Yet, the Donald Trump administration has decided to go after our people, our brothers.
Of the several dozen people rallying here to save TPS, many are Salvadoran, another community that is very concerned about their temporary status ending. Salvadorans make up the largest number of TPS holders in the United States, about 212,000. Of those, about 50,000 live in California. El Salvador was granted TPS in 2001. Also because of an earthquake.
What do we want? Where do we want it?
Vanessa Velasco, who's leading that chant, is a Salvadoran TPS holder. She helped organize this rally and became politically active in the past year.
We still have some time to see if something can be done. If we, you know, let them know that we are here.
Vanessa came to the U.S. around 2000. When she describes her homeland, El Salvador, it's like deja vu from my earlier conversations about Haiti. She talks about unstable government, violence, significant damage from earthquakes. Her husband, Enrique, also left to come meet her here and got a job in construction.
We married right here in the City Hall, San Francisco City Hall.
Now, they have three kids and a home in Brentwood in eastern Contra Costa County.
Hi, Nina.
How are you?
Enrique says it took a lot of effort to make that happen.
I mean, for me, it has been like work. And I spent like, what was it, like 14 years without a vacation.
And he also works hard to make the place their own. Enrique tells me about his vision for an enclosed outdoor patio. He shows me their fireplace, which he built with bricks left over from a project at work. They've lived here now for over 15 years.
For us, this is the American dream. We have a lot of achievements. We're home. We have projects.
The achievements Vanessa and Enrique are most proud of are their three kids. You can hear the youngest, Andreas, playing in the background. And they've been saving up to help their eldest, Ariana, pay for her first year of college. But now, they're not sure whether they'll be here to support her at all. Here's Ariana.
When I start to think about it, I start to tear up. I really won't be able to see him unless I travel back. And with everything, I'm going to be tight economically.
As of right now, there's no clear sense of what will happen to the estimated 273,000 citizen children of TPS holders if their parents have to leave. Enrique says leaving Ariana could end up hurting the United States.
Who's going to provide for her? Is she going to have to apply for some help from the government? You know, they could become a burden for the country instead of what is going on right now, that in reality, we are not getting anything from the government.
In fact, TPS holders are contributing a lot. California stands to lose about $2.4 billion from Salvadoran TPS holders if they have to leave, according to the Center for American Progress. For parents like Armoniz with younger kids, it presents a really difficult decision.
What am I going to do with him? Because take him back home, it's just like a miserable life. He don't speak my language. We try, but he don't speak my language. But, you know, I try to be strong for him. We just try to be strong.
In Washington, Democratic members of Congress have introduced the American Promise Act, which would let every current TPS holder apply for permanent residency. But still no decision on that.
I want to be where...
Back at Church in Novato, Pastor Fritz Toussaint and the children have now transitioned from Haitian class to Bible study. Sam is a quiet student in class. He's watchful and seems older than his 12 years. When he tells me how he's dealing with the thought of his mom leaving, he's self-possessed.
I'm not trying to be sad all the time or, you know, hard to deal with. I'm just trying to be easy, simple, and calm.
For right now, these people continue to live their lives, to work, to study, to protest, and to pray. Pray for a resolution that's easy, simple, and calm. In Novato, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.